Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Sunday, don't miss your chance to win $10,000 of Clint Boyer's money during the NASCAR Cup Series race from Sonoma. Download the FoxBet Super 6 app and answer 6 questions about Stage 2 for your shot to win.
$10,000. Hey, by the way, limited time Memorial Day sale, 15% off everything, Casper.com/promo, including their Casper Cooling Collection. 3-time All-Star, 12 years, got a title as well with the Miami Heat. Antoine Walker joins us live from Chicago. And he just told me about his favorite secret little bar. I'm not telling anybody. We got a little secret. I'm not telling anybody about it, but I'm going there next time I'm in Chicago. Okay, let's start with this. LeBron's not going to retire. He wants to play with his son. And they're locked in on AD for another 4 years. And I think his trade market is not as dynamic as it was with all these injuries. What do you do to the Lakers to make them better, Antoine? Or is the reality, this is what they're going to kind of look like? LeBron's old, AD's brittle, the titles are done.
Well, I think you got to look at it, take it home. First, you got to realize what you got when you got AD. He was able to fight through some injuries last year, and they won a title. He played great. But AD's history that he doesn't, you know, play a full season. So that's something that they knew coming in. And you should have knew that when AD signed the 5-year deal. Most superstars in their prime that we've seen over the last 4 or 5 years are signing 2-year deals. It's a reason why AD signed a 5-year deal. It's for security because he knows he's been injury prone. So he did sign that. I think the championships are over for the Lakers. They did a bad job. I think we want to blame AD and LeBron for them getting eliminated earlier. We knew they was hurt. But Rob Pelinka and Frank Vogel did a bad job of piecing this team back together. They had to make no moves. You got to think about it. They could have came back with Dwight Howard, Rajon Rondo, JaVale McGee, and Danny Green. None of those guys were problems. You could have brought that same group back. You devalued what Rondo and Dwight Howard, how good they were for them, and Danny Green as well, when you look at the supporting cast. So I just look at it as a whole. They have to get better, and you got to continue to put a good supporting cast. You think about Kuzma didn't play well this year at all.
No.
KCP was inconsistent. Wesley Matthews wasn't good. Marc Gasol is probably old. He's not the same player anymore. So the additions that they had, I don't know what happened with Montrezl Harrell. You know, you out there in L.A. with more of the local media, but I don't know if that was something in the locker room, but I don't know how he gets taken out the rotation. So the Lakers have got to do a little reboot, and they got to figure out how to get AD's body together. He's got to spend some time with LeBron, and it's not so much he's out of shape. It's just about – you can't continue to have these knick-knack injuries. It's something that he's doing in his preparation for the season that's not allowing him to play a full season. He's too young to continue to have these knick-knack injuries.
You know, Antoine, you were around the league long enough. Some guys are their personalities and their talent, they're ones. And then there's a lot of guys that are talented, but they're not leaders, right? Like, they're just not what they are. They're just great players. They're twos and threes. And I always thought Kawhi was a one, but this is the second year in a row. They're terrible late in games. The chemistry's awful. And you fired Doc Rivers. You got rid of Montrezl Harrell. They were the bad guys. Well, it's even worse this year late. At some point, it's nothing against him. I like him as a player a lot. But maybe the Clippers are asking Kawhi to be something he's not. He's not verbal. He's not that guy. Just let him be a wildly talented two, trade Paul George, get a more natural leader to be a one. Is that a terrible idea?
It's not a terrible idea. If you really think about Kawhi Leonard, and you got to look at the guy's history. He played with Tim Duncan, Ginobili, Tony Parker, guys where he didn't have to be vocal. He didn't have to be the leader. All he had to do was put his shoes on and play defense, do all the dirty work, and he became a great offensive player. But he didn't have to be a leader with that team. He goes to Toronto, but you got to think about that Toronto roster. You play with Kyle Lowry, who's very vocal and who is a leader. You also have Fred VanVleet on that team, who's gutty. Pascal Siakam was coming into his own. Serge Ibaka. He played with a great group there that he really did not have to be very vocal. Now he goes to the Clippers, and he did want this situation where he was the man, but he does not want to be vocal. being vocal sometimes is not saying anything. If he was vocal, he'll be guarding Luka right now, and he'll be taking on that responsibility. But he's not guarding them. They're doing all this switching and stuff, and you're leaving Nicholas Batum and Reggie Jackson and Rondo on him. And Luka's having an unbelievable series. It's just not in his nature. It's not in his DNA. And I don't think it's in Paul George's DNA to be a leader. And I'm actually shocked because I'm great friends with T. Lou and Chauncey. Those are my guys, and I'm rooting for them. I'm shocked that they're not challenging those guys to take on this assignment so they can get out this series.
Let's go to the weekend. I like Milwaukee over Brooklyn because I think Brooklyn's got a hole they can't solve, which is they can't defend the post. And I also think Drew Holiday and P.J. Tucker and Forbes have a little dog in them. And I think they're a much more physical team this year. And I think you're going to see the truth about Brooklyn, which is against inferior teams, they're so beautifully skilled. But you put them in a little fist fight, put them in the octagon, and I don't think it's going to be as smooth as we think. That's my interpretation. I'll take the Bucks in a long series. Where do you land on that, Antoine?
I got Brooklyn in a seven-game series, and purely because of offense. I just think I don't trust Giannis with the ball late. He's not a great free throw shooter. I'm not sold on his jump shot. And he may have to make a couple of those. He's going to have to get to the free throw line. He can't have bad free throw nights because you're going to have to score to keep up with the Brooklyn Nets. And I'm a little worried about that. But I do believe it's going to be a very long series. It's going to force Brooklyn to play people. DeAndre Jordan, I think, will be back in the rotation. If not him, Nicholas Claxton will be in there. They're going to have to play a bigger lineup. Jeff Green could be the X factor, him not being able to play. If he's not healthy and able to go, that gives the Bucks another advantage. It's just hard for me to not take two guys that have won it with Kyrie and then KD. Just late in games, I just trust KD more than I trust Giannis.
Dame has always been loyal in Portland. Do you believe people will get in his ear, his agent, his buddies, and talk him out of Portland, and he will bolt this offseason?
I think people will be in his ear, but Dame has to make a good decision. First, he has to come from up top. Honestly, you probably have to make a culture change. Terry Stout's been there. You probably need a new voice in that locker room. But it's got to have to come from up top. They did a poor job. They should have brought back Hassan Whiteside. If you're going to play in the Western Conference, the top teams have very good big men. You have to get good big men. They did not go out and add another big man. When Nick Collins got hurt, they did not add another piece in the inside, and it hurt them. They got beat up. You had Rob Covington's trying to stick the Joker. That was crazy watching that throughout this series, him trying to stick him. But if I'm Dame, I would stay where I'm at. They got pretty much their cores under contract. They do need to add a piece. I think they need to get a little bigger. But I think it's got to come from – you need a new voice in that locker room, some new schemes, some new ideas, somebody else motivate. You need to add a new staff. That staff has been there for a while now, and Terry Stout's done a terrific job. But – it ain't too many coaches to get 9 years with the type of talent that they've had. Let's be honest, Colin. And they don't get 9 years to try to get over this hump when you got a top five, top six player in the league in Damian Lillard and playing at the highest level. You just don't get that many chances. So you got to start somewhere, and I think you got to start with the head coach.
Antoine Walker, I'm so excited to go to that Chicago bar you gave me. And I went and looked at their food. their pizza looks really good and their burgers. Antoine, it's a pleasure, my man. Thanks as always.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me on the show.
You bet. Antoine Walker, 12 years, 3 All-Star teams, and a title in Miami.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Joy Taylor with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is The Herd Line News.
I tried that new food trend last night.
The new food what?
Food trend. What thing that's like going on the internet.
What is it?
Putting mustard on watermelon.
How'd that work out?
It wasn't actually terrible. I wouldn't lie to you. If it was terrible, I would say
What kind of mustard?
Well, I like yellow mustard, so I have yellow mustard. I know people like the fancier mustard. Yellow mustard might be my favorite condiment. So it wasn't terrible, though, because it's like a similar to when you put vinegar, like balsamic vinegar, on a salad that has watermelon in it. Yeah, it's like a little tangy. I wouldn't actively eat it. Like, I wouldn't sit down to a plate of watermelon with mustard on it as a snack or something, but...
That's kind of odd. So that was that hot on the interweb?
Yeah, I was like trending. I don't usually participate in those things because they're usually disgusting and kind of stupid, but I had both the items, so I figured I would try it.
I tried dipped a piece of dark chocolate in peanut butter two nights ago. Was that trending? That is revolutionary.
I feel like that's been...
Has it been done?
I feel like they manufacture some items with those come together.
Once again,
But a good combination, though. Not going to lie.
Very good, I thought. I thought it was kind of cutting edge.
I feel like as you get older, you like dark chocolate more. I like dark chocolate more than I did when I was younger.
I have a piece every day of my life.
It's really good. So there's been a lot of talk about how big of a step Tua is going to take in his second year in the league.
All right.
Dolphins wide receiver Devontae Parker said Tua has been the ringleader for getting Miami's skill players together to work out this offseason. I like to hear that. And he can definitely see the difference in Tua between year one and year two. He said his mechanics look different. He's improved his footwork and the ball is coming out a lot quicker. Good news. He's posted some pictures from these informal workouts.
Is he taller?
He's not taller. No, I don't think he's
still. He's got a bigger arm?
In the growth. Well, he said he's...
Well, ball's coming out.
He's faster. The ball's coming out faster. His footwork is better.
If it's not going further, why do I care how fast it comes out? Like it go further.
I mean, he can throw it down the field. This is positive to me. And I also like that he is the one who is, creating these workouts and putting them together. I think those are all good things. Like we were very critical of Tua last year. I'm very skeptical about how all this is going to work out, but I do think he's doing the intangible things that matter. So he's posted pictures working out with Devontae Parker, Matt Collins, Albert Wilson, Kirk Merritt, tagged in an Instagram post.
Have you noticed his camp is making sure positive stuff comes out?
Well, they should, but I think that's what we want, right? Like we were just talking about this yesterday, that optics matter. Everyone thinks optics don't matter. And listen, I'm like, I get it, all right? I'm more of a fun guy than people think I am.
Yeah.
But there's just spaces where you gotta wiggle around things. Like maybe if Aaron Rodgers was out posting workout videos every day, it would put a little more pressure on Green Bay.
Now, I think you're right.
Aaron Rodgers is not working out, to be clear.
But the messaging matters.
Messaging matters. I'm sure he is working out every day. Just like I'm sure everyone has lunch every day. Just because you don't post it doesn't mean I don't think you don't eat. But what you put out there matters.
Yes.
Tua is putting out things that matter. Russell Wilson.
Yeah, it's very important for Tua because if Aaron Rodgers goes on the block July 27th, you want your team to know, this looks great. Tua's in the best shape of his life. He's getting that positive vibes out there so his front office can see it too.
I think it's very important. Speaking of that, Aaron Rodgers missed OTAs and Jordan Love has been getting first team reps.
Oh, boy.
And offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett is a fan of how he is improving so far.
All right.
I think it's just about being able to make the proper decisions and understand his timing and accuracy and all those things have definitely been better up to this point. And I think just the more experience, the more reps he can get, it's going to help him regardless of who's out there. I mean, it's just about coaching and understanding the concepts and the different protections and the run game. There's so much for him to be able to learn that it's been great having him here and having the opportunity to help him out.
Hey, all you Green Bay reporter types, could one of you say this to Matt LaFleur or that guy? Is he good enough to start week one? Get rid of the word salad. Why don't you, as a reporter, ask a tough question? I want a yes and no question. Hey, Nathaniel, is he good enough to start week one? Because you guys are, and I know your journalism professor told you to ask open-ended questions, and then it's just a bunch of nonsense. Can he start week one? No. Boom! We got a story.
I can't confirm or deny that question hasn't been asked.
I think it's not being asked.
But I would love a direct question. If that is asked, then
I would be very contentious.
See, this is why I could never be a reporter. Because I would not be satisfied, and you can't just sit there continuing to ask the same question.
I'm gonna tell you something. If I walk into a media room, be warned, Uncle Colin will ask. Journalism follows right behind me in my backpack.
Oh.
I'm going to ask the questions that make people uncomfortable. You don't want to see me in your media room.
I mean, that was a bunch of word salad, though. I don't blame him.
Coach, that's
what he should be doing. That's what he should be saying.
Is Jordan Love good enough to start week one? Yes or no? And I would even phrase it by yes or no. I'm not really interested. Is he good enough to start week one? Put pressure. I know you're at the grocery store, people beyond you as a local reporter. Yes or no? Is he ready to start week one?
They want to be able to go buy their oranges in peace, Colin.
Well, just a bunch of blah, 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 blah. He's improving processing. Blah, 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 means nothing.
I mean, look, we're probably being incredibly unfair to Jordan Love, but
journalism's not fair.
This is no, I mean, it's not. We're not asking Jordan Love if he can play week one. We're asking his coaches, but you know, he probably just needs more time. But that's just not, that's not the world we live in.
We should put a graphic on our show from this point forward. Just don't even explain it to the audience. A big J in the corner.
Oh, for our big J journalism?
Yeah. From now on, Fox, just a gigantic J in the corner. Just let people know.
Personally, I do not classify. I do not identify as a journalist.
Well, I'm not.
I have
one,
a degree in journalism.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Congratulations on that.
Private university graduate.
That and $6 will get you a matcha chino at Starbucks.
Exactly.
Matcha chino or whatever it's called.
No, I think that journalists are like teachers and doctors. I think they have a responsibility to the public.
Yes.
To the best of their ability, remove their biases and give us the truth, which is why I do not identify as a journalist. I give my opinion.
Yeah. That's reasonable.
Facts matter.
Yeah.
Even when it comes to Jordan Love. So the second round of the NBA playoffs kick off this weekend. We discussed this earlier. It's going to be a busy sports weekend. On Saturday, we have the highly anticipated matchup of the Bucks and Nets. Okay. Brooklyn is favored by 4 in game one, according to Fox Bet. They're also -213 in the series.
Going to bet Milwaukee game one and series.
And on Sunday, the Sixers-Hawks series starts with Philly favored by 2.5 in game one. Now, the Hawks-Sixers series is interesting to me because of Joel Embiid's type of injury.
Yeah.
So he has a meniscus aggravation.
Yep.
Which, like, for a guard or someone not his size, I would maybe be less concerned.
Yeah.
Not a doctor, but that's just, that's rough. And if he doesn't play for the whole series, I actually give the Hawks a chance in this series. Philly is favored by 2.5 in game one. They're also favored to go to the Eastern Conference Finals at -188. You're going with Philly in that series?
Philly in six.
And then the Clippers win tonight. Game seven will be on Sunday, and the Jazz are waiting to see who they will be playing, the Clippers or the Mavs. And Suns Nuggets starts Monday. Fox Bet has the Suns favored by 4.5 in game one and -225 to win the series.
Good stuff. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Tomorrow's headlines today with Jason McIntyre. Always fun.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Let's not waste any time. We bring him on every Friday, the former newspaper man for tomorrow's headlines today, Jason McIntyre, now joining us live. All right, a lot of NBA stuff to get to. Looking forward to these. All right, tomorrow's headlines today, Brooklyn Nets, Bucks. What do you got?
This feels like the de facto NBA finals, right?
Yep.
The headline will be Giannis turns Nets into Greek freak tragedy. Colin, you know, when the whole world is on one side, it's smart to be on the other. And I started looking around the internet. Nobody is picking the Bucks except, I believe, you and perhaps me. That's it. I could not find anyone else. And then I start looking at the matchups, and I broke it down for foxsports.com, and I'm like, wait a sec, the Bucks have a legitimate chance here. If you're telling me Giannis is going to do what he did to Jimmy Butler and defend Kevin Durant that way, I really like that matchup for the Bucks a little bit, just to make Durant work. And I think this series is going to come down to Kyrie Irving. And you know, I run kind of hot and cold on Kyrie. I think Drew Holiday on Harden is kind of a wash. I know Harden's going to get his, but I really think the Bucks can hang tough here. I will take the Milwaukee Bucks in seven.
Okay, I agree. Tomorrow's headlines today, 76ers Hawks. Is it even interesting?
Well, when I picked the Hawks over the Knicks, you know, a lot of people laughed at me. I nailed it correctly. The headline will be Trey ices 76ers, Embiid ices knees. And this series, Colin, I would have loved the Sixers here, but this meniscus tear for Joel Embiid, like, is he ever healthy? And injuries have been the story of the playoffs. Anthony Davis, obviously, with the Lakers. But this is bad news for the 76ers. I mean, you look at what the Hawks did to Julius Randle. DeAndre Hunter, remember him, the kid from UVA? Phenomenal defensive job on Randall. I think he can lock up Tobias Harris, and Trae Young right now is playing out of his mind. I think he averaged 29-8 against a top five defense in the Knicks. 76ers not as good defensively. I like the Hawks in an upset. This Embiid injury really kills the Sixers.
Well, it's the world of guards, and Trae Young is a difference maker. Tomorrow's headlines today, the healthier Suns against the Nuggets without Jamal Murray, Will Barton. What do you make of this?
Oh, boy.
Will Barton. Is that the second Will Barton reference in Herd history? The headline will be Nuggets overcooked by scorching Suns. This one is not going to be difficult. I like the Suns in five, Colin. This is a Denver team. You know what Jokic is going to give you. 33-10, great passes. Just see if the other guys can beat you. And when Austin Rivers and Monty Morris are absolutely eviscerating Portland, your Blazers, I felt bad. But guess what? The Suns are actually a good defensive team.
Yeah.
Bridges on the wing, Jay Crowder. Did you watch how much LeBron struggled inside last night?
Yeah.
They packed the paint. And I think this Suns team is legit. I can't believe they're still like plus 650. At Fox Bet to win the championship? Like, this is a good team, Colin. All these Yahoos bashing LeBron. He lost to the Suns. Hello, the Suns are one of two teams to win 50 games this year.
Yeah.
I like Phoenix over five over Denver.
Yeah, no, I like the Suns over the Nuggets as well. Tomorrow's headlines today, Clippers Mavs. What's the headline after game six tonight? I can't wait.
Colin, I didn't realize you have such an audience in Australia, London. I've been hearing from people. The headline will be Clippers face the music, Mavs face the Jazz. I picked them 2 weeks ago, Colin. I'm sticking with Dallas. A lot of people think the Clippers, everybody's counting them out. They got this. I disagree totally. By the way, if you're looking at the gambling spreads, the public and the sharps are all on the Clippers. Give me the Mavs tonight at home in Dallas. Just want a quick reminder. Remember the Super Bowl? Everybody and their mom loved the Kansas City Chiefs. They got smoked by Tampa. I actually like Dallas by double digits tonight. Luka Doncic takes the crown. Best player in the NBA. Mavs beat the Clippers.
Yeah, I mean, every game Luka has been like 90%, they've won. So, yeah. When he's held, like the Suns, when Chris Paul was healthy, they were better than the Lakers. When Luka's healthy, they are better than the Clippers. All right, tomorrow's headlines today. What's the headline going to be for the Lakers now eliminated this offseason?
So, Colin, there's not a ton of great players yet. Yet, the headline will be Lakers make unbelievable trade. Bradley Beal. Colin, did you see the quotes from Bradley Beal? He refused to commit to the Wizards. And I know people out there right now are like, the Lakers have no assets. They can't get Bradley Beal. Just remember, when the player says, I'm out of here, I want to go here, more often than not, they've won. And I just want to remind everybody, Bradley Beal this week refused to commit to his future in Washington. And you could say, well, the Pelicans can go after him. They can offer draft picks. Colin, is Bradley Beal signing long-term in New Orleans? Or does he want to be in LA? There has been chatter about this for a while. If the Lakers can somehow finagle a deal, hey, Schroeder and a sign and trade, we'll tack in Kuzma, Horton Tucker, Bradley Beal, you know, him and his girlfriend slash wife, they have a place out here in LA. We know the Lakers need an offensive guy. Just keep an eye on Bradley Beal. I'm sure you people are going to hate this, but Bradley Beal and the Lakers, it's worth monitoring.
Well, if you could do a sign and trade, I mean, Lakers would give Kuzma away tomorrow for an end table. But, there's a Dennis Schroeder. It's interesting. I love Bradley Beal. I know LeBron, I will tell you this. I was told this 2 years ago by people close to LeBron. He loves him because Beal's a grown-up. Beal is go to bed early, not out partying, totally committed, smart, smart player. And by the way, he is another guy like a Devin Booker. You can get 28 rolling out of bed. He is a natural scorer.
The best guys he's played with are John Wall and Russell Westbrook.
I know.
Two me-first guys. Imagine playing with a 37-year-old LeBron next year who loves to distribute and just wants guys who can knock down shots like Caruso, Wesley Matthews. Kyle Kuzma was 4-for-23 from three in the series, Colin. I mean, Jake Crowder made more threes last night than Kuzma the entire series.
Yeah, that was a bad series for Kuzma. Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. That's his very popular podcast. Good seeing you, bud.
All right, pal.
Enjoy spa-like comfort. Save big in your water bill. Navien tankless water heater. TanklessMadeSimple.com. TanklessMadeSimple.com. You know, forever, Beal's loyal. I said it earlier today. You're a loyal guy until you're not. I mean, you could be the loyalest guy in the world, and you walk home and find out, you know, wife's, you know, it's not working out. She's fooling around with a mailman. Boom, you're not loyal. I don't buy this loyalty thing. You're loyal until you're not. And I mean, I mean,
it's not very romantic, but I just don't believe in loyalty in business. And people forget that this is their business. This is what Bradley Beal gets paid to do. This is what LeBron James gets paid to do. This is his job, his legacy, his career. People move jobs all the time. The difference is we don't show up to your job wearing a button down, right, shouting awesome report. Like, that's not how it works.
I mean, it's at this point, Bradley Beal deserves better than the Washington Wizards. Yeah. And all the Washington Wizards can promise you is a bunch of nonsense. Washington has no history of getting it right. Tommy Shepard runs the organization. What promises could he make? We're going to be better next year. He's been hearing that for 8 years. Like, he's done.
But even well-run organizations, sometimes you just have limitations. Like, the Blazers aren't a poorly run organization, but they have limitations.
That's right. So LeBron, Bradley Beal, Anthony Davis, wouldn't have much of a bench. Not a lot of money left after that. Hey, I'll tell you right now, I'm dead serious. If you ask me, trade Anthony Davis for Bradley Beal, 1 second. 1 second. I would. It's a shooter's league. It's not an injured big league. I'd do that and trade in 1 second. I want Bradley Beal and a couple draft picks. I said right now, I should be running these teams. Supplements here. Get active. Get in shape. MDriveForMen.com. Free shipping too. MDriveForMen.com. See you Monday.